beautiful people. This is your girl, Ernisha. Today's date is August 27, 2020 on this beautiful Thursday in Las Vegas, Nevada. But I'm from East Oakland, California all day. I will let you know what is good, what is hood, y'all. I think that's the topic today. What is good, what is hood, okay? So I'm going to talk about a couple of things I've been seeing on social media. So, what is good is nothing. You know what? No, I take that back. What is good is I'm alive. I'm healthy. I have a roof over my head. I got food in the refrigerator. I don't have no complaints. I'm protecting my peace. I come with good vibes. And I hope you come with everything I just said. Just praise God that you live to see another day, that you protected by the blood of Jesus, okay? So yeah, we're gonna get that right. And God know me and his relationship, so I'm gonna cuss back and forth, but he know his child cuss a lot, you know. Okay, so what else is hood? What's good? Nothing. This world as I'm speaking to you right now is like upside down. Literally. And it's so good to protect your peace and the energy. If you have to get rid of family, friends that got bad energy, you have to do what you got to do, honey. Okay? So, what's good is... No, it ain't what's good. It's what's hood. So, like I said, I'm from East Oakland, California. By the way of the Bay Area. You feel what I'm saying? And I stay in Las Vegas, and I still get notifications and stuff going on in the Bay. So, unfortunately, and this is like hard to say, because at the end of the day, I don't know these people, but my heart and my condolences go out to the people that had lost people this past weeks in Oakland, or just the Bay Area, period. Five people have got murdered, okay, or hurt, or whatever the case might be. But I'm talking about the murders. Like, it's been five murders in Oakland, and not saying that these innocent, unarmed people of color are getting killed by law enforcement that's supposed to protect us. Around this world in different states, my heart goes out to all of them, okay, that got killed, shot, whatever the case might be. My heart goes out to them too. But we got to talk about black on black crime. We have to do rallies for them too. We have to do marches and everything we doing for the unarmed, non-violent, innocent people that's getting killed by law enforcement. And we keep saying, you know, it's a racist and all that. It might be. It might be racist or whatever the case might be. But we need to talk about black and black crime too. We need to do rallies and march for them too. Because we can't just be one-sided. You got to see, you got to have an open mind to all this shit that's going on out here. Okay? You got to be mindful. Be thankful. Have your circle so dang small you can count on your damn toes, okay? And the other thing, now this episode gonna be short because I'm just gonna get to that point. So I feel like, not just in Oakland, like I feel like when it's black on black crimes, we never do no marches, we never do no rallies. We need to start doing that, you know, because okay, we get marching for everybody who got killed, everybody who was unharmed, everybody who was shot by somebody that don't like the color of our skin. All this stuff. But when it comes to black on black crime, we don't do that. We need to, come on now. We need to start doing that. Okay? The other thing, what's good, what's hood. This is the what's good, what's hood. The other thing, this is not good either, but people think it's good. It's very hood. Let me tell you, the EDD scams now. I believe this is not funny. I'm laughing because I just can't believe people is buying stupid shit. Like, you ain't got enough. Like, if you gonna do it, I'm not saying from experience, because I don't participate in none of that stuff. Because, first off, that money belongs to somebody who is starving right now trying to pay their bills. A single mom, maybe even a damn kid that's trying to survive. And I would never, ever, ever, being a child of God, not saying I'm perfect, because me and God got a relationship that nobody don't know about, but I would never, ever, ever, ever do a scam, because you taking something out of somebody hard working, blood, sweat, and tears. You take somebody's stuff like that and think it's okay. Something wrong with your ass. I know I just said God and cuss words are the same, but it's something really, really wrong with your brain cells. Because how you a child of God, you believe in God or whoever you pray to, that you gonna do a scam and think it's okay and that you gonna get away with it. Let me tell you something, honey. You might not get caught by the feds. You might not get caught by the police, but let me tell you something. That money that's not yours from the beginning, that now somebody that you took out of their hardworking pocket gotta prove that this is me. Let me tell you something. God don't like ugly, and karma is going to be right behind God. It might come at the same time, because that money that you doing scamming and all that scam shit, that shit ain't going to last forever. The things you're buying with that scam money either going to break or something going to happen to it. You know, it's just sad that people really out here doing that shit and think it's okay. They not doing smart moves with it. I'm not encouraging nobody to do the scam. Let me just say that off top. I'm not encouraging nobody to do no type of scam, especially EDD, because them people work hard and they deserve the money that's deserved to them. I'm not encouraging, but if you go do a scam, I'm a person looking outside of that scamming shit. Can you do something smart with it? Smart, not dumb shit. But hey, at the end of the day, you feel like you flossing, you doing what you do. And there might be some people that's listening to my motherfucking podcast as scammers. You do you, but just know at the end, it ain't gonna be no sunshine. That shit don't last forever, and it's gonna catch up to you. So go ahead and floss and do everything you wanna do with it now. Talk about, ooh, I got bands, I got Gucci, Louis, Prada, and all this shit. That's not gonna be worth shit at the end of the day. But again, I ain't no scammer, so I don't know what that feel like. I'm a hustler. You feel what I'm saying? I hustle for mine. I don't need to scam or steal. None of that stuff. Because when you get close, you say you believe in God. Because half of the people on my social media, I can tell when people doing stuff because it's the vibes. Because they full of shit. When people full of shit, you know. You can tell. I can smell a person full of shit from 10 miles away. You ain't even gotta be next to me, because I know you full of shit. I know that money ain't yours, but again, that is y'all business. So y'all enjoy it, and I'm gonna be still applying for jobs and getting at the money, hustle like a real motherfucking boss. Because real recognize real. Because at the end of the day, y'all ain't bosses that's doing these scams. Y'all fake as hell. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, God don't like ugly. Okay? So keep winning. And a lot of people might be thinking, hey, I ain't hating. Baby, I'm not hating. That you got to deal with your conscience at the end of the motherfucking day. Them demons going to be coming at you, eating at your neck. Eating. Okay? You got to deal with that. I don't have to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? You better get on your knees and repent. Okay? Another thing. Now. I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud. What's good? What's hood? Nothing. Look, y'all. I've been applying to so many jobs. My brain cells is like, woo! Because I've been applying for jobs since forever. I'm going to give y'all a date. But it's been a cool little minute. Excuse me. I got allergies. But, yeah. So, y'all just, you know, stay blessed. Don't stress. And...